are live at 5, people.
On this next episode of the Macaroni Rascals, here on season 9, we're going to jump right into
season
everything.
Season 9?
Episode 9.
Where are you at right now?
Man.
I don't even think they made a season 9 of Jersey Shore.
No, I don't think that they did.
I think it stopped at 6 or something like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, it did stop at 6 for the normal season.
We're on episode 9. We're on the last episode of season 1, Jersey Shore, the OG. It's the finale episode, and we're coming to you live. We wanted to do this special just for you.
Yeah. We did it, sis.
Yeah.
It's been a long time coming. But we finally made it here in the end. Last episode of Jersey Shore. Let's do a little bit of a check-in because it's been a while since we have seen each other, done this. A little bit of a lapse.
It's been a while. Life has gotten in the way slightly, as it do. But that's okay because we're here now. We're tying this thing up. We're super excited to be here live with you guys. Just so you know, the recorded version of this, the podcast episode, is going to be out this week, right, Steve?
That's right. It'll be out on Tuesday.
So if you're not able to join us live or watch this video recording later, don't worry. You'll be able to listen to the last episode, our finale episode, later this week. But thank you all if you're joining us today. It's going to be an interesting episode. I'm really excited to see what you thought about it, Steve.
Yeah, me too. Kind of almost a little bit surreal to have finally got to this point because it feels like we've been doing this for forever.
Yeah.
Good episode though. But before we jump in there, let's do a little bit of housekeeping. Let's do a little bit of check-in, see how everything's going. Sis, how has everything been going since the last time we were together doing this?
Everything has been good. It's been a couple of weeks. These weeks somehow have felt slow, but also fast.
Yeah.
Not sure how that works out, but it is what it is.
Yeah, it is what it is. Lots been going on. It feels like summer's right around the corner. Which is going to be a whole lot of fun. It feels like we're gearing up for some real good times.
Yeah.
You know, it's just things got in the way and
work, babies.
Babies, work, pretty much those two things.
Which
is enough, you know, is enough to warrant the delay that we've had here.
So our apologies and thanks for hanging in there as we bring you these episodes slowly but surely. And now here we are tying the season up.
The last episode, we finally did it. We made it. It's a season finale, episode 9. Sis, you want to do a little bit of housekeeping for us? What do we got going on?
Yeah, don't forget that you can watch all of these episodes. I believe all 6 seasons of Jersey Shore are, they're streaming on Hulu, for sure. I know that. That's where we've been watching.
Right.
Paramount Plus, MTV, Amazon Prime, pretty much all the streaming services. I'm pretty sure you're going to find all the original Jersey Shore episodes. So if you want to watch along and then come listen to the podcast or listen to the podcast and then watch the episode, however you want to do it, we're just glad that you're joining us. So
yeah, thanks for tuning in and being a part of this whole thing. Our first podcast, it went over pretty well. It was a whole lot of fun to do.
It's been a lot of fun. It's also been a lot of work.
Yeah, it has been a lot of work. A lot more work than I had anticipated it was going to be.
Yeah.
But it's fun. It's been a whole lot of fun, and we've had a lot of fun doing this, and we're continuing to have fun doing this.
Which brings us to, is there going to be a season 2, a podcast?
Is there going to be a season 2? There is a season 2 of Jersey Shore.
Yes.
That's when things really start to kick off, and we really start to get into some Jersey Shore you know, drama. Actions going on.
All the drama.
So we'll see.
Season 2, season 3, those are probably like my top 2 seasons for Jersey Shore.
Really? So are those your favorite ones?
They really get good in the next 2 seasons.
Yeah, so maybe we'll, I don't know, you let us know, listeners out there, if that's something that you'd want us to continue doing.
It is a lot of work, but we will be more than happy and thrilled to bring it to you if that's the kind of content that you're wanting from us. We're happy to do it. It is a lot of work, I will say. So we need resources. We need time to be able to do that. So we need you guys tuning in. That's the best way that you can help us and let us know that you want us doing this.
Looks like my mic has some feedback. Jeebson, is it bad there?
Maybe turn your volume down.
Oh, it's down.
How is it? Is it better now?
We're doing this live, folks, so yeah, let us know how live. It's going.
Let us know, and we are recording, so we want to make sure we're giving you the best sound, best feedback.
So let us know how it's going. Well, that being said, sis, it's good to be back. It's good to be back doing this. It says we got some echoing going on. Yeah. It's probably because we're so close.
Yeah.
Is it, how bad is it, Josh?
Like, is it enough to where you can ignore it, or do we need to tune back in for the live?
So it's a little bit of a delay.
It's echoing and a little bit of a delay.
We'll wait for Josh.
It's all on you, Josh, to make sure that this goes over well.
Yeah, if anything, it's going to be, we'll have the audio up and everything, so just kind of a little fun thing that we want to do a little bit of live, you know?
Yeah.
Nothing new at all about how we record these podcasts.
Yeah. Except that we're coming to you live from Instagram, on Instagram.
He says he hears the sentence twice.
What do you want to do?
I don't know. Maybe we should just keep on rolling. How did that sound?
Is it getting any better? Is it getting any worse? You guys tell us. Y'all are the ones who have to listen to us live for the next hour or so.
And if you are watching and it's too big of a deal, then like I said, we're going to have the audio up of this live podcast recording.
It'll be out later this week, later. So you can always listen later. This was more just a fun thing we wanted to try, and
we'll see how it goes. Well, that being said, why don't we go ahead and jump on into what we got going on today. Last episode of season one.
Yeah, this episode for me was more of like a highlight reel of the show. I don't know if you thought or felt that way, Steve?
Yeah, I did feel that way. It was kind of like all the highlights and the low points of the whole season all kind of wrapped up in one. It was a good little feel-good episode.
They're trying, you can tell they're trying to tie up like a lot of the loose ends, I guess.
Right.
For me, there wasn't much of like, we're teasing this, we're teeing this up for next season. And I talk about this a little bit later in my notes, but I wondered a couple of times if they knew if they were coming back for a season two or not.
No, I feel like it's one of those things where you wouldn't know because you're right in the middle, you know, of recording when you're recording all this kind of stuff. And then you got to wait a couple of months for the edit to get done, and then it's going to air, and you never know how it's going to take off. So this could have very well been the last season that they ever did of Jersey Shore.
Well, I have a couple of stats on that, but we can talk about it a little later.
Okay.
Once we're into the episode. So this is episode 9. It's called That's How the Shore Goes. And the air date was January 21st. Steve, do you want to actually just go ahead and read the summary?
I got a little summary for us. Season 1, episode 9. That's How the Shore Goes. Ronnie is released from his night in the Slammer. And the guys comfort Snooki after she has a bad encounter with her ex-boyfriend. The housemates wrap up things at the Jersey Shore as the summer draws to a close, but not before one final house hot tub hookup. kind of to be expected, you know, starts with a bang, ends with a bang. No pun intended.
No.
Or all the pun intended.
Yeah, so we pick up from the moment that Ron lays this random kid out cold. If you remember in the last episode, Ron knocked out some random kid who like wouldn't leave them alone. Mm-hmm. If you haven't listened to that episode, go back and listen to it. This will make a whole lot more sense. We're not going to cover it here just for time's sake, but this is where we're picking up at the beginning of this episode. And it quickly cuts to him in handcuffs, Ronnie, and being hauled away to jail, like, a.k.a. the Seaside Slammer.
The Seaside Slammer.
So everyone eventually makes it back home, and the girls are confused about like what they need to do in terms of helping Ron. At this point, Snook suggests calling 911, to which someone dissuades her, since that's for emergencies only.
Yeah, yeah. But, you know, what else are you going to do? It's a good thought. It's a fair thought.
I guess if you're a Snooky, which...
That whole little exchange was pretty funny, because they honestly didn't know what to do, who to call.
So, at that point, Snooks determines that they either need to call urgent care or the local police. So at least one of those options was like the right one. Vinny heads upstairs to tell Polly what just went down with Ronnie, and where should we find him but in bed with none other than the infamous Stage 5 clinger, Danielle.
Yeah, that caught me off guard whenever I saw that.
So off guard, to which I say this kid is really putting in the work for this challenge. Mm-hmm. Or he actually does really like her, which, again, like, go back and listen to our last episode. We talk a little bit about this. We theorize a little bit about what is going on with these two characters. Again, not going to get into it here, but just go back and listen to the previous episodes.
So. Right. And they were real close. They were playing some kind of a hand footsies situation kind of game going on.
Guys don't spend time with a girl like that unless there's, like, real feelings there. Like, yeah. Come on. I mean, you're a guy. You tell me.
Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's I'd agree with that for sure. So there's something there.
For sure. So back downstairs, Snooks has the local PD on the phone, and in her drunkenness, or what I think is drunkenness, she asks where Ronnie is. No last name, just Ronnie. And the punchline here is that they know exactly who she's talking any further information.
He's getting out tomorrow.
So, yeah, they find out that Ron's bail is being set in a couple of hours. And so the girls are just left devastated. And Mike is over there in the kitchen, like, scarfing down his something down his gullet.
As he's wont to do.
Yeah, I mean, what else is there to do, honestly, at this point? So that's that night. We're now to the next morning, and we're at Ocean County Courthouse and jail. And Ron ends up getting fingerprinted. He spends the night in a jail cell. He ends up making bail and made sure to let everyone know that he'll definitely get that bail money back as long as he shows up for his court dates.
Right. Thank goodness. What do you think the bail was on that, like $50?
I don't know.
$100?
It couldn't have been that much.
Right? I would think so.
Yeah. I don't even really know how bail works, though.
Like, no, me neither.
To be quite honest.
Yeah, I was kind of hoping that you would.
No, I have no idea.
That's fine.
I have no interest in knowing. I have no interest in personally experiencing that. So, yeah.
That's probably safe.
So 9 a.m. rolls around and Ron is trying to call the Shore House to get a ride back home. And of course, everyone is dead asleep.
Right.
So the phone is just quacking and quacking and quacking. Sam finally realizes it's probably Ron, and she, you know, decides to go and pick him up. There's a shot of Ronnie sitting outside on the curb, and I don't know if you caught this, Steve, but he's, like, got his head hung down, and it's, like, it's a super sad little scene that you catch him on, because, like, in that moment, he looks like a big kid who just got yelled at by his parents or something.
Oh, yeah. He's super small sitting on that curb for such a big guy.
Yeah, super small. So, back at home, Ron and Sam head to bed, and Sam says, "Don't do that to me again," in reference to having to sleep without him last night. I'm just like, yes, this is totally and completely about you, Sam, as always. Is this just her way of, like, being romantic? Is that, like, a romantic thing to say? I don't know where this kind of comment comes from.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It's coming from a girl, so you tell me. Come from?
Like I said, she's so awkward, and we kind of see this a little later from her. She admits, I'm awkward in relationships. Like, I don't always know what to do or to say. Mm. And with her being so insecure and, like, so Sammy, maybe this just, it's the first thing that comes into her mind. Like, don't do that to me.
Yeah, again. Maybe it's like a default setting thing, and she's just, that's just her MO, and that's just what's going to happen.
Well, later that evening, the guys decide that they want to go out and enjoy the last weekend of the summer. So Mike starts making calls, but apparently everyone blocked their number because they have no luck getting dates for that night.
Right. Which is kind of funny on the last night that would happen, right?
It's hilarious. Yeah. So anyways, they decide to just do like a bros night, a guys night only.
Oh, yeah.
Elsewhere, Snooks decides, she decides she wants to call Cowboy Keith, which, did we see him in the last episode?
I don't think that we did. Maybe we heard a mention of Cowboy Keith in the last episode.
I can't remember.
But I don't think, he hasn't played a big part in a while, as far as I know.
He hasn't, and I mean, it makes a whole lot more sense here in a little bit, but she essentially calls him to see if he wants to go on a date that weekend, but he also doesn't answer the phone, so she ends up leaving a voicemail that most certainly won't be checked for, like, another month.
Right.
if I had to guess.
Yeah,
so,
no, it's probably safe.
So at this point, we're on the next day. And at this point, I also just kind of want to point out, I think it's interesting how quickly this episode is moving. Like, we've already talked about a previous night, another morning, that evening, and we're already on the next day. So I think it's interesting how quickly this episode is just moving through.
It was really, really fast-paced. There almost wasn't any time to sit and have these stories be told at this point anymore.
Yeah, it seemed really fast because we're already on the next day where Mike and Jenny are at work, and Mike is sitting in front of the store in a lawn chair like he's got nothing better to be doing. And granted, like, it's probably a little bit of senioritis. You know, you don't want to do anything. Yeah. Just hang out and just watch the birds fly by. But Jenny manages to get off work early on this day. So she runs home to get Snooks up out of bed. And they head to the beach to find juice heads.
Gorillas. Steve,
they want to find juice head gorillas. What is a juice head gorilla, you may ask?
Oh, man, that is just one of your Guidos who's been, you know, really hitting the gym, probably taking some supplements, you know, to help him really, really pack on the muscle, and that's what JWoww was after today.
Yeah, for sure. Well, both of them, but here we get the definition of what a juice head is from none other than Snooks herself. So a juice head is, quote, a hot Italian tan guy, typically muscly, who loves to work out, look buff, and brawling. That's what a juice head is.
You know, we all have the things that we're into.
There you go. So it's a holiday weekend. It's Labor Day weekend. The rest of the roommates decide to head to the beach to possibly a first and only time we see them take advantage of the beach this whole season, if I'm not mistaken.
You're 100% right, because that's even something that they comment on, was that they haven't all been to the beach together the whole summer that they've been together.
Yeah.
Which kind of makes sense. Kind of makes sense. That's kind of one of those things where you go on vacation to a beach, and then you don't end up going to the beach until like the day before you're leaving or something like that. So yeah, that makes sense to me.
So Mike naturally starts creeping on the first girls he sees.
Oh, yes.
And someone calls him out on it, saying, man, they're like 5 years old. And he grossly says, well, they got hot bodies. And I was just like,
you know, Mike, that's just a Mike. That's just Mike.
A Mike-ism?
It's just Mike. It's just what he does. They did devote a little bit of time to that. They're like, all right, everyone, just so you know, we're all 18 here. We're all above 18. Anyway, that's kind of a weird thing that they just like left in the episode.
Yeah.
But I'm glad that they did, because it's funny.
Yeah. Well, at this point, Snooks is getting antsy to get a hold of Cowboy Keith to make plans for the night. So she heads back to the house to call him again. And he finally answers, maybe not to his benefit, though, because this phone call kind of goes downhill pretty quickly.
Yeah, it really does. What happens? What happens on this phone call?
Well, they have some back and forth, and ultimately he tells her he's probably not going out with them that night, and Snooks is like immediately offended.
Yeah.
The whole conversation shifts to her accusing him of leading her on the whole time, like making her like him. She's pissed off. They hang up. Snooks is heading back to the beach, I assume. And on the boardwalk, she decides to, quote, start her own party by just dancing, like, right there in the middle of the boardwalk.
Right.
So she's pulling anyone who will agree to be on camera, basically. And there's some good sports who oblige.
Joining the fun. Couple of older guys out there.
Mostly old men.
Mostly dirty looks from the, I'm presuming their wives and or girlfriends. Oh,
everyone is just staring at her, dude. And the footage of all of the, like, blurred out faces watching her made me personally so uncomfortable.
Yeah.
So uncomfortable. Like, men, women, children.
I thought I saw a dog in there at one point. A
couple of birds, maybe some rats on the boardwalk, just staring. Some of them pointing, some of them even laughing.
Yeah.
I was, it was so cringy.
Well,
I was
that just wouldn't,
like,
be me.
I cannot. I wouldn't do that. Even imagine, like, why you would want to put, like, have all those eyes on you like that.
You know, I bet the cameras there helped kind of draw in the crowd.
For sure. But, I mean, she does love attention.
Oh,
so
yeah, she does.
This was, like, totally her element. Yeah. So, anyway, she pauses long enough to spot a familiar face up on a nearby rooftop bar. And it just so happens to be her ex-boyfriend, who she claims to still be in love with.
Yeah.
And mind you, we have not heard her talk at all about this person.
No.
For the whole season, unless production cut this out. I mean, what do you think about that?
It's possible. It was, that came as a surprise to me whenever she said ex-boyfriend, that they were together for like 8 months or something like that. First time that we're hearing about it.
Yeah, but also I thought it was interesting that they kept his face blurred out
in
all of his footage.
I'm sure that he didn't agree to, like, be on there, which is probably smart.
Yeah.
At the end of the day.
I remember first watching this episode and wondering if maybe he was just, like, planted. You know, like, maybe it actually wasn't a real boyfriend situation, but they're just trying to create some kind of draw. It just didn't feel real to me.
Well, it feels real to me because of how much she's affected throughout the rest of the episode. I mean, this whole seeing him almost, like, derails all the fun that she's trying to have.
Yeah.
Right? I want to go back to this Keith situation because Keith and Snooki seem to be getting on very, very well at first.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, Keith didn't really seem too into it anymore. What do you think about that? What do you think is going on?
I don't know. Like,
because he ditches her, right? He ends that conversation and then just kind of melts away.
Yeah, we don't see him ever again. I don't know what happened. I mean, I think maybe she made it to be something more in her mind than what it actually was. I think maybe he thought they were just, like, friends hanging out, whereas she was already, like, planning their wedding.
Yeah.
So I think it's, like, mistaken identifying what the relationship is.
Bad timing at the very least.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's interesting. Yeah, so Farmer Keith's out of the picture now.
Cowboy Keith is out of the picture.
Good guy.
This apparent boyfriend that she had. She's, like, yelling up to him on this rooftop to, like, come over and hang out at the shore house. And he basically says no. So she gets really sad. She walks away very upset. Apparently, they were only together, like you said, for 8 months, which, like, no shade, but, like,
that's not a whole lot of time.
It hardly strikes me as the type of situation, you know, like, since, I don't know.
Well, I don't know. She's 21?
Yeah.
22?
Yeah, I mean, he wouldn't even say hi to her. So, yeah. I mean, so anyways, all that to say, like,
Snooki strikes out again.
Yeah.
Pretty much all, you know.
I mean, just I know throw people it out who, there. Who've gotten engaged after 8 months. So, like, truly, no shade. Like, I know it can happen, but, like,
oh, yeah.
Again, it hardly strikes me as this is the type of guy that's going to be.
Right.
What's happening.
So, I would agree. I'd agree with that.
So Snooks is without a date or a summer romance, which is, like, pretty much all she wanted.
All summer, she was trying hard, and we thought she was going to get it there in the end, but no cigar for Snooks there.
No cigar?
No, that's a saying.
I don't think so.
Yeah, I no cigar. That means I didn't get anything.
I think you mean no dice.
I'm pretty sure I'm right. I'm going to stand. I'm going to stand for that.
I disagree, and we can Google that.
Okay, we'll Google it.
Elsewhere, the guys are having a bros night out. They head to Captain Hook's, which, as a matter of fact, is an establishment that is still there, and it's open for business, in case you were wondering.
Get your hooks in.
If you look it up, though, it's actually better known as just Hook's, but they refer to it as Captain Hook's.
Oh, okay.
So this place has arcade games and pool, but it looks like really like a dive bar to me. It looks pretty dark, low ceilings.
Those are always
like
fun.
Like smoking's allowed inside, oh, that nice. Kind of, that kind
oh, yeah.
of place.
Real dirty. Yeah, the carpets smell like...
Oh, yeah.
All
horrible. Kinds of stuff. Yeah. So they're having a good time and reminiscing about their times together, which they do quite often in this episode. I mean, it makes sense. It's the finale, so they're going to...
Real feel good.
...force them to talk about all their good times together. Yeah. And they absolutely agree that they'll plan to see each other after the show. Actually, it's quite adorable, like the way that they're making plans to see each other.
Yeah.
After it's over.
Yeah, they're like, we need to get a house next summer.
Yeah, which again, like here in my notes, I say, you have to wonder, did they think that this was their one and only season? Or like, might they have already known that they were getting picked up for a subsequent season? So I did a little bit of Googling here.
Nice.
So season 2 was actually ordered in January of 2010 when this was airing. And season 2 would air later that summer, which means season 1 was actually filmed in August of 2009.
Okay.
So when they were filming this, they did not know if they would get picked up for a season 2 yet. They had to see like what the ratings were going to be as it was airing in January of 2010.
Right. And we know, being where we're at in history now, that they indeed did get a season 2.
Yes. So season 2 ended up being filmed in April and May of 2010, and it would air later in the summer, like later.
Yeah.
August, September, October, something like that.
And it gets real good. Gets real good in season 2.
Real good. If you're a newbie to Jersey Shore, you just wait. Like, now, having watched the whole first season again, I do have to say season 2, season 3 are probably my favorite.
Yeah.
It gets so much better.
Mm.
Anyways, that's beside the point, because elsewhere, Sam and Ron are on a date night. They are having a romantic dinner at a place called Connolly Station in Belmar. It was an Italian restaurant that's no longer open. It had 3 stars on Yelp, so it's okay that it's no longer open. So
maybe in its heyday when Sammy and Ron were there, it was...
Yeah, it was like the...
And maybe
like
it was a 4-star. Yeah.
They're talking about how much they've enjoyed spending time together over the summer and what they think is going to happen after the Jersey Shore. They seem to both agree that they want to stay together and see where it goes. Sam is super awkward at this dinner. I don't know if you picked up. I think maybe what it was is that they were so far out of the Jersey Shore where they were used to filming every day. Maybe she was self-conscious because of how many people were probably watching them film this.
I didn't think about that. I would have thought that
she just kept having like shifty eyes. Here, I'll have to take my glasses down. She kept doing like, she kept eating and she would look over to see like who was watching her. Almost. Mm-hmm. I don't know, she was acting super weird. He would give her a compliment and say, "Sam, you look beautiful tonight," and she wouldn't respond. Like, she was so not present there in that moment.
Maybe she, it could be several things. It could be that fact that they are somewhere new and she's out of her element. It could be that she's just kind of doesn't know what to do with the emotions of this whole summer ending. I mean, so much happened this summer. She's walking away with Ronnie, and you know, at the end of everything. So, I mean, it could be a whole lot. It could be everything all at once that's just going in and kind of making her seem a little bit weird. She was a little bit shady, a little bit sketchy.
She has her moments where she's just so awkward. Anyways, back at the Shore House, Mike finds Snooks on the porch crying and gives her a little pep talk.
Which is really sweet.
It's sweet. It's sweet. I'll give him that. It's very big brother of him. Not in like, I'm going to watch you all the time, big brother. It's like true big brother. Yeah. Like, you're bigger than me, I think, physically as my brother. So you're technically my big brother. Mm-hmm. But age-wise, I'm your big sister.
Right.
So it was a very big brother. It's how I imagine you would talk to me if I was upset about something. He just says, if a guy doesn't like you, then screw them, you know? Move on. There's so many other people out there, and you deserve the best.
Yeah.
Don't settle for anything. So that was really sweet.
That was nice. Yeah, it's, you know, again, look, I always give Mike the benefit of the doubt, right? And I think there's a real good person buried way, way, way deep down inside.
Very deep.
Who these days in 2022 lives more on the surface than he did when he was in 2009, 2010, like we are now. And right. We get these little nice little glimpses of that, just like we're getting here with Snooki. Yeah. And they go way back. Them two were kind of hit it off, you know, at the very top of the show, at the very beginning. So it's also kind of neat to see them also end the show, which we'll get into in a little bit.
Well, it's super sweet, too, because he invites her to hang out with the guys that evening. Yeah. So she doesn't have to be alone. Weirdly, I will say, where is Jenny?
Very non-present in this episode.
Very absent.
Very absent.
This episode. And yeah. I didn't realize it until the end when she finally shows up for like one of the family, the last family dinner or something like that. I was like, whoa, I forgot there was a Jenny here almost.
And I wonder if that is because she just didn't really have that much to do or to offer up if, I mean, that must be the only reason, right? Because she's not in like a, she wasn't in any more trouble than anyone else was. I mean, Ronnie was in jail, and we get a lot of Ronnie throughout this whole season.
Right.
Jenny almost kind of takes a backseat in this whole season, to be honest with you, now that we're at the very end of it.
Mm-hmm.
She's not as prevalent in the episodes as I think she becomes later on down the road, and that could just be a thing of whoever the editors are just trying to figure out who gets what, when, and what's happening now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just drank some of my hair. I just drank some of my Snooki wig.
That happens. Austin, hello. Annette, hi. Long time no see. Sorry, it has to be this way.
Yeah. Apologies.
Yeah.
Okay, where were we? So Mike invites Snooks to hang out with the guys that night.
Yeah.
All the roommates eventually make it home, and Snooks wants to go in the hot tub.
Yeah.
And no one really wants to that evening.
Apparently it's cold outside.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, it's summer's turning, you know, it's the end of summer. So it's the nights are starting to get chilly. So she really wants to, like, you know, end the same way that she came in. and Mike is pretty much the only one who wants to take her up on that.
Which tracks, so, makes sense.
Yeah, makes sense. So they're up there marinating. God only knows when that hot tub water was cleaned last.
Yeah. Man, you know, I found out recently that you know, pre-rinsing before you get into like a bath or like a tub, hot tub's probably a good idea.
Yeah.
I had not even considered that you know, up until that point. So yeah, makes sense. And they're definitely not rinsing or draining that thing.
No.
That's just a soup of oils at that point.
They're marinating for sure.
Fun. There's probably that gross little film on the top of the water
that you
can see in the sunlight. Looks like a oil spill.
It's, like the translucent kind of rainbow colors.
Gross. Probably some Cheeto dust floating around in
there's
there.
There's booze. There's
other stuff.
Old deodorant. There's
gross.
Oh yeah, for sure. Let's not keep talking.
Let's keep on. What happens? So it's just Snooki and Mike up in there.
Well, what happens is Snooks asks for help tightening the strings on her bikini top.
Yeah.
Which you're just asking for it at that point.
Oh, yeah.
So Mike decides to untie all the strings completely. So eventually she is topless, and they're getting flirty and handsy with each other.
Mm.
they start making out. It's super gross. I really don't want to talk about it any more than we have to.
Mm-hmm.
Mike realizes that this can pretty much go one of two ways, and he ends up pulling the ripcord.
as he's one to do. He pulls the chute so fast into
Thank
this whole
God
thing.
God, he pulls the ripcord, and he, you know, removes himself from
the
situation.
Yeah, he pulls a chute and he's out. And he gets himself into a different situation.
It's probably the first right decision he's made this whole season.
Good decision. That's a decision you can look back on and be like, that was a good choice.
Yeah,
that was a good choice.
Sure. Absolutely correct. Yeah. The right way to go. Thank you, God, because it was gross enough.
How much more can you take?
Oh,
how much more can you take?
It was gross enough.
Yeah.
That's it for that
night.
That's
all I want to say. Yeah, all I want to say for there.
Again, so we're moving really quickly through this last episode. Yeah. So the next day, everyone's helping to make their last family dinner. They're eating, and again, they're remembering all of their fights, the drama, the ups, the downs. It truly is like genuinely nice to see them be able to laugh about everything now that it's almost over.
Right.
And, you know, they agree they want to come back next year and do it all over again. And there's a great montage of like funny moments that they shared that's like super cute to watch. Mm-hmm. If you're into that kind of thing, like going back and looking at the top 100 highlights of a show. Or at least a season. Definitely watch this episode because they give us a whole lot of the look back.
Nice stroll down memory lane. And if you're not going to want to watch every single episode of this first season, watch the last one because they essentially give you a little bit of everything.
They sum it up pretty good.
Pretty well, yeah.
Pretty well in all of these highlights. So when Mike says that they need to do it again next year, Jenny yells, "Yeah, but let's do it in the Hamptons," as the scene is like fading out on this. And I just had to like comment, there is actually a Bravo series called Summer House that's been airing for a couple of years now. Hubby Josh and I are avid fans of this series.
All right.
But like having watched that show, I could never see this cast working in that setting because it's a very bougie setting.
Unless it's like a Beverly Hillbillies kind of a take on the show. Like, let's dump these Guidos into the ritziest part of the country that you could possibly be
in. It would have to be. And that truly would be some good watching. It would be rough.
Yeah. But yeah, little fish out of water situation.
But yeah, if you're looking for a new kind of like junky TV show to watch and maybe a little bit more of a bougie setting, definitely check out Summer House on Bravo.
Yeah, do it.
So again, rolling right along, we're on the next day already.
Right.
Which I believe is actually their last day at the Shore House. Mm-hmm. Everyone is packing up their stuff. No one is saying anything. It's like really sad to watch. They're all hugging and saying bye. Mike keeps reiterating that he ran the house from start to finish.
He won't let it go. He's got some really great little one-liners, and he's full of these little quips on how he was running everything this whole season.
Huge eye roll.
He said, nothing bothers him. He's the man of the house. He knew everything that was going on.
I ran this whole thing. Everyone always did what I wanted to do, like what I said. It's just like,
untrue. If I said this earlier in the season of the podcast, if you have to make statements like that repeatedly so that everyone knows, that is not necessarily the case there, brother.
Right, exactly. Yeah. I would have to say the saddest goodbye is probably between Snooki and the Shore House itself. She
leaves last.
For whatever reason, was the last one to leave. And there's a shot of her sitting on the couch by herself, and she's like looking around at everything. And it looks like she's realizing that this is the end. Like, this is it. And it looks like she's about to cry. So I'd have to say that was probably the saddest goodbye.
Mm-hmm. Well, even when they were, they had a little family barbecue. It's like their last meal of the house. So you think even Paulie makes a comment about how he can't believe that it's really over. And he almost, I couldn't tell if he was faking, rubbing his eyes like he was actually crying or if he was actually tearing up.
Yeah.
But it seems like everyone's pretty emotional at this stage and everything, which goes to show you, A, how much they've been through and how that has brought them closer and closer together throughout this whole thing. Because they are really, really best friends at the end of the day and to this day.
Well, yeah, because, I mean, they've been together at this point, what, almost a month?
Almost a month, yeah, something like that. You get real close to people you live that close with.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Not hard to do.
I wrote the order down of the people of the order that they left in.
Yeah.
So first off, you know, everyone's packing up and they're all kind of taking their time and everyone's kind of silent as everyone realizes what's happening. Mm-hmm. And then Mike is the first one to leave. First one in, first one out, so to speak. He is followed pretty closely by Ronnie, who I noticed left without Sammy. I think Sammy leaves separately because obviously they came separate.
Yeah.
Which I think you would probably find out how that continued after in the after kind of recap show, which comes after this episode. Next person to leave is JWoww, leaves third again.
Okay.
Very, very short appearance in this season, really. Ronnie leaves fourth, Vinny leaves fifth, and then Snooki is the last one there in the house.
Nice.
Yeah.
That's a pretty good order of like a way to dismiss them. That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, you get one at a time. I don't know if that was like a producer thing or if that was...
Because wasn't Snooki the last one? to get there in the beginning.
Oh, you know what? She might have been.
So that's interesting. I wonder if they got there in the order that they ended up leaving.
Made them like force them to leave in the order that they arrived in or something like that.
Maybe that had something to do with it.
And I mean, and really just like that, the episode ends.
Yeah. That's pretty much it. The biggest impression of the final scenes that I got was like watching everyone drive away in their peasant cars, as it were, because those definitely don't make a reappearance in the next season if you end up watching it.
No.
And if we end up covering it, we'll definitely talk about what has changed from this season to the next season.
Mostly financially, what has changed. Yeah, Snooki leaves in the oldest car you've ever seen.
Did you notice that Vinny's car is like this bright banana yellow Toyota something
other? No, I didn't notice that.
I don't know if we saw that whenever he got there, because I feel like this was the first time I'd seen him driving that vehicle. So I was like, whoa, I was not expecting that at all.
Yeah, maybe it wasn't worth it to have it in the arriving.
I guess not. But the final footage of the whole episode is these drone shots of, you know, Seaside Heights, the beach. And the episode fades out to lyrics that say, "You've got a long way to go and you don't even notice." And that's it.
And then it closes, and that's it.
That's the end of the episode.
You know, really, really fast episode. It felt like it didn't take too long to watch whenever I watched it this morning when I was taking notes. And I really didn't have too many notes, you know, about what was going on. I did leave the episode feeling, okay, good way to end it. Didn't end with a big fight and everyone left. You know, it was a really good feel. Episode, which is a nice little kind of, my initial thought was that I was a little disappointed because of how shallow the episode seemed.
Yeah.
And shallow in the sense of there's not too much going on. It's just kind of right at the surface.
Yeah.
But the farther away I get from watching it, it was a nice little way to end the show. Really feel good kind of way to end the show.
I mean, it's funny that you said that you were a little disappointed with how it ended, because I also wrote, like, for a finale episode, it seemed slightly lackluster to me. Like, there was no big reveal, like I said up at the top. There was no cliffhanger like I've come to expect with a good reality show.
Yeah.
Or at least one that knows that they're coming back for a season two. Like, truly, they did tie up the ends on this as if they were not coming back or doing this ever again.
And that's what it feels like. That's what it feels like, that they didn't know that there was going to be a season two. And so they have this ending. Like, you could never watch another season past Jersey Shore and just have this one contained story there, and it would feel fine because of how it was edited.
Yeah, they had to tie it up as best they could, because truly, I think they didn't know if they would be back for another one. So it makes sense. You know, you want to leave it, you know, really good and tied up and pretty and packaged.
Yeah.
And, you know, they accomplished that. There were a few moments where it seemed like they were trying to create drama for us, but it felt really short for me. This, again, like we've mentioned a couple of times, this was a highlight reel episode. It's definitely the dessert to a very volatile meal.
Yeah, that's a good way. That's a good way to put it. That's a really good way to put it.
And as a side note, for us, this is probably the shortest set of notes that I've personally had since episode one.
Oh, I agree. Yeah, I agree.
Which is crazy.
I've got like two and like a front and back page and then a half of another page, and that's it.
Yeah.
Really not that much to go on.
They really didn't give us a whole lot. I mean, this was just truly like, it's a finale episode. Like, they didn't want to leave anything open for the imagination, really.
Yeah, they closed it up. They closed it up as good as you can close up any show.
Yeah.
No, because again, knowing that they may have not ever been back to continue this story on.
So before we wrap up our episode, Steve, I mean, is there anything else you want to tell the people?
You know, well, first off, this was our first podcast that we've ever started. This was an idea that we had been kicking around for, geez, years almost. So to finally be at the end of, you know, something that we actually did, and for all of those who listened with us, thank you so much. It's really, really awesome to have people come up and talk about the show, and you know, It was really good. Really good first kind of a foray into this whole thing. So thank you so much for tuning in. It's been a blast. Be on the lookout because we do have some other projects that we're kind of going to get up and going that may involve a couple more Lizarragas who you're not so familiar with at this point. So stick with us, and thank you for sticking with us, you know, up until this point. Sis, what do you got to say?
Truly, like, yeah, just thanks to the listeners. Thanks to the audience for tuning in to all of our antics and hanging in there with us.
What antics? What are you talking about?
I don't know. I mean, we're just sitting here in some wigs.
We're in a club.
We're not going to acknowledge at
all. Yeah, we're in Club Dubro in Okie Dokie.
We're in Club Mac Rascals. That's what it is.
Yeah, Club Mac Rask.
But the season has been really fun to cover. It's been such a fun hobby and such a fun like escape from reality, ironically, yeah. Covering a reality show. So it's been really fun doing this with you, Broski. Again, thank you to the audience. You guys, y'all are the ones who we're doing this for. You didn't ask for it, but you're going to get it.
You're going to get it.
It's good for the soul, I think.
Yeah.
Methinks.
Good little getaway.
I also want to thank our very own DJ at New Orleans_Cowboy. He's actually our cousin, Austin Elijah, who has provided some of the beats that you hear in the podcast episodes up at the top and at the end.
Yeah.
You'll hear it here if you're listening to the podcast episode. So thank you so much for your contribution. Truly, it was so nice to have our own DJ, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. We're super, super cool. Yeah. And I mean, this whole thing has been, this is our finale too for season one, you know?
Yeah.
So it's been good. Sis, you have any like standout little highlight moments that you want to go over your experience so far with doing this?
The experience so far with doing this.
Anything that stands out? I mean, it's just been, well, I guess for me, I'll start. It would, you know, ended up being, podcasts are hard work. For everyone out there who has a podcast and for other friends who do this, I commend you and I support you for doing that. We've learned a lot. We've learned a lot in this first kind of venture into this podcasting thing. I think, honestly, the highlight for me was just starting it. Kind of seemed crazy. Kind of seems like forever ago that we were sitting in the living room at the dining table recording that first episode. So any kind of standout, anything you want to recap for everything? Anything you got to let the people know?
We've just learned a whole lot. I hope you guys have enjoyed it. Like we said up at the top, there may or may not be a season two for this particular podcast.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of work, but we need you to tune in and we need to know your feedback. If you want more of this particular show, if you want to hear more of our thoughts on it, we will continue to do the rest of the seasons of Jersey Shore. If not, we're going to move on to some other podcast ideas that we've got brewing in the background.
Brewing away.
It's been nice. We've learned a lot. That's what I'll say. That's what stood out to me. The standout moment. We've learned a whole lot.
Yeah, I agree.
And it was just fun watching the show again
grow
in
and
this
all
context.
Kinds of stuff.
Yeah. So
totally.
That's all I got.
Man, I think that's a good way to end it. Thank you all again for tuning in. It has been a whole lot of fun. We will maybe see you again for season two. Maybe we won't. That is
TBD.
That is TBD. We'll see if the club's going to open or not. You know, you never know. Until then, thank you for tuning in. You can follow us on at the Macaroni Rascals podcast if you want to get some more updates on what's going on with us. Sis, where can they find you on social media?
So I am on the Insta at christy.a.bryan, Christy with a Y, Brian with a Y.
And you can find me on Instagram at Stephen Lizarraga. That's StephenLizarraga.
And on Instagram also, we are Macaroni Rascals Podcast.
That's it.
Be sure to follow us. That's where we'll be teeing up if we've got any more seasons coming. Any other kind of podcast we've got going, that's probably where we'll announce it. So
that's going to be the one.
Tune in, you guys. And thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. We love you. We love our listeners. We obviously love ourselves.
Oh, yeah. We like to take care of ourselves. We got a little cute thing going on, a little cute chain. You hear that quality?
Yeah.
That's gold.
Quality.
That's gold right there, folks. And nothing else. You don't need to look into it.
Can you
all right.
Do that? Can you do that, actually?
I'll do this.
Okay, so there we've got our little thumbnail. Our live, yeah, thumbnail.
Little thumbnail there. Perfect. Yeah, it feels weird to wind down, but I guess that's what
we kind of don't want to end it. It's really over.
It really, really is. We're just kind of dragging this out a little bit longer.
It's going to have to be all edited down for the podcast. That's okay.
Yeah. Yeah, we'll see. It's, I guess all we'll see you guys. This is like we're leaving the shore house right now. Yeah.
I know. I'm kind of sad.
Look, it's been fun. It's been a lot of work, and we just don't want to stop. It looks like, but we're gonna have to at some point because we got stuff to do, don't we?
Yeah.
So, I guess with that, we got a little outro music playing. If you're listening to the audio right now, from Cousin Lige, appreciate it. We'll see you around. Stick with us. We got some other stuff that's coming up that should be fun. And we're just going to kind of go from there. What do you think?
We love you guys.
All righty. We'll see you later. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.